Bears Draft Central, brought to you by Miller Lite.
Obviously a busy night tonight, a little tired right now, to be honest, but really excited. You know, we were able to acquire more picks tonight, which I think was huge for us. The trade with Buffalo to go down eight spots, picked up a fourth, and then picked up a 2017 fourth as well, which I think is good because we were missing a pick in 2017 from the Kyrie Lee trade. So now that gets us whole for next year. Traded with Seattle to go down seven spots and picked up another fourth. So I think that makes up for the fourth we used to go up and get Leonard Floyd. So I'm excited. There's a lot of good players in the draft tomorrow, and now we got a lot of swings at those players. I know our scouts and coaches are fired up to have that ammunition. Just a couple things on the guys that we acquired tonight. Cody Whitehair, a guy we've really liked through this whole process. We brought him in. We interviewed him at the Senior Bowl. We brought him in on a 30 visit here to meet with us here. He's a four-year starter. He's played multiple positions. We see him as a guard. He played some tackle. I think he can play center too. This is what you're looking for in offensive linemen. He's smart. He's tough. He's instinctive. He loves the weight room. Those are all things that I like. Good player. Good player that we're excited to have. That's a versatile player. Bullard. We see him more as a 3-4 defensive end for us. He played defensive end there, bulked up a little bit this past season, added weight, and to play more of a 3 technique position for them. Had his best season with 6.5 sacks. When you watch the tape on him, there's one thing you can't coach with these guys, it's get off. His get off is excellent, and I think there's a lot of advantages just from that alone. So we're excited. They were high players on our board and also fulfilled some needs for us, and a productive night to get extra picks. So it was a good night. I'd be happy to take any questions.
What's the need in guard?
Just wanted to create more and more competition there, honestly. Our offensive line, it's competition throughout the roster, but I think especially the versatility in there, Brad, to have guys that can play tackle. He can play tackle, guard, or center. So I just like that about him. It's pushing everybody. Everybody's getting pushed. Every single one of those offensive linemen are getting pushed. And that, I think that's what they would expect. And we're going to try to do that at every single position on the roster, not just the offensive line.
Are you going to bring Slauson to camp? Have you decided that yet? It just seems like with Larson coming in and a white hair, that someone's vulnerable there inside.
Yeah, we haven't even gotten to that yet. It's just we're just adding talent, and we'll let it all sort out. So.
When the Packers made the trade up to 48, how did that affect what you guys were doing and what were your thoughts on the trade to that spot?
Yeah, that really didn't affect us. You know, we had a lot of names there that we liked. So, when our pick's approaching and I'm realizing, we're realizing that, hey, there's a lot of guys here that we like, and this is a chance for us to go back and knowing that we got enough names where we can still get a good player and pick up some picks, and that's why we did it. He's so athletic. You guys know he could play any position. So I wouldn't rule anything out for Kyle, but he could play anywhere.
Brian, you came in looking for difference makers, playmakers in this draft. At 41, was there just not anybody there that to fill an absolute need or to fill a hole?
Yeah, and I would say a little bit of that, and also we just had enough names that I felt like if we could go back, they would still be there. You know. And at some point in this draft, I wanted to acquire more picks, and this night couldn't have worked out better for us in regards to that. So I was very happy when we were able to go back and still get the guys that we want and then get these additional picks. And the draft's deep tomorrow. There's a lot of guys that we still got good grades on, and that's why it's so exciting. I mean, this late at night, I've never walked out of a draft room with a group of scouts more excited because of what we can do with those additional picks now. Everybody's fired up. And that makes me feel good because I have a lot of confidence in them.
Ryan, you talked on Wednesday about the idea of sticking to the convictions of your draft board. Was that a lot of what played out in the second round, just not seeing the guys that you were really sold on there?
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of that. So, again, just having conviction that we could go back and those guys would still be available and get extra picks. So,
Ryan, try to trade up early in the second round?
No. We had some early talks, honestly, Brad, kind of before the draft even started. we had some early talks and nothing really came to fruition.
Right, how much patience does it require to sit up there for, you know, more than an hour tonight after your first pick was on the clock and just not have anybody, just wait?
Yeah, you know, it takes a lot of patience and discipline, you know, and I think, especially when you're trading back, you know, I think, hey, you got to have some confidence in your scouts and where you got these guys graded to know, hey, I can get an extra pick here, and I can go back, and I think we got enough names where one of these guys that we like is still going to be available.
Ryan, did that string of defensive linemen that went early in the second round, did that impact you guys at all?
No, we kind of anticipated that a little bit. Those guys were all different, you know, so I think some of those guys fit different clubs better than others. We were really excited with Bullard because it's a guy we identified early. I know our coaches are high on him. This is a guy Joe Douglas really liked, for example. And there's just some things about him that jump out. And I think, you know, we talk about versatility. He can play the run. He's instinctive. He's got range. And, again, his get-off, he's really quick and sudden off the ball. And we're excited to have him.
Ryan, yesterday you talked about arm length.
Mm-hmm.
Does his arm length maybe make up for the fact that he's not quite as tall as you'd like him?
Yeah, his arms are long for his height. You know, I think he's 6'3" something, but he plays with good length and good separation, and he's just a twitchy athlete for a guy that size. And that quick twitch is something you either have or you don't have, and he's got it.
Ryan, yeah. The front seven now, the defense, or at least most of it is mostly yours now, your creation. What's the common identity of your players in the front seven?
You know, I think it's our creation. You know, it's Fox and Fangio and all our scouts, and I think it's just getting guys that are athletic, that are versatile, and that play with the tenacity that we're looking for, and that's how I see it. You know, we want guys that can get to the quarterback too, and I think when you look at Floyd or Bullard now, these are guys that can all rush the passer, and that's going to help us next year.
When you brought Whitehair in for the visit, what did you want to get out of that visit?
You know, we talked to him at the Senior Bowl, but I wanted to just get to know him more in person. And you know, we bring guys in to and kind of analyze their body types and their growth potentials. We have a lot of guys here that can do that with our sports science staff, and I wanted to do that. And I felt he looked bigger to me even than he was on tape. But I just love his personality, and I think he'll fit in great with his locker room. And kind of a funny story is his fiance is a flight attendant, and so he'd been kind of taking advantage of the free trips with her job. And he had come in here a couple of weeks before we had visited him and told me he loved the city of Chicago. So now it's kind of come full circle, and he's back here, and we're happy to have him.
What jumps out about him?
Whitehair. You know, he's an aggressive player. He's really good in space. He plays with great inside hand placement, and he's got strong hands. I love offensive linemen with strong inside hands. When they latch on, you can't get rid of them. So he's a very difficult player to shed once he gets his hands on your chest.
Right. Is it going to be, getting back to the offensive line in general, is it going to be best five play?
Yes.
You have so many versatile guys, and that includes, as you mentioned, left tackle, best five.
Absolutely, Moon. These guys are all versatile. They're all smart, and they can all play different positions. So Mags is going to have his hands full kind of sorting this out, but we promised him we'd load him up with some talent, and we're doing that. And the offensive line is going to be improved.
Because of the limitations on pads and so forth, how much are you going to be able to learn? All three of your top picks now are linemen and linebackers, guys that have to hit people to show what they can do. Is this going to be a training camp that's going to get bloody?
It'll get physical in camp, no doubt, you know, because these guys are competitive and fierce competitors, you know. But it is difficult with these with the bigger guys when we're out here in shorts, you know, and you get excited or low on guys. I think you got to be disciplined and patient for training camp when the real football starts. You know.
Ryan, what have you seen in Bullard that makes you think that his pass rush can improve?
It's his length, and it's his get-off, and it's his hand use. I think he needs to work on his pad level a little bit when he's rushing the passer, and I think that can be coached. But some things that can't be coached is just the twitch and the quickness that he plays with, which will help him as a pass rusher.
You talked about how often you guys are in the nickel and you'll have those four-man defensive lines sometimes. Does that make it a little more flexible to find a guy like Bullard and put him in your defense?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think when people say Bullard and they think maybe three technique, but we see he can be a base 3-4 in, you know. And then when we do go to sub, he can play three technique, kind of what he was used to at Florida. So, and he's got the ability to put on weight too. He's got the frame to add weight, which is easy for him. We've talked a lot to their coaches and the people that have been around him. And he has an outstanding work ethic. So him getting stronger in the weight room is not going to be a problem. And, you know, he put on weight this season and still played at a high level. So.
Is there a point where it's too late to draft a quarterback in the draft? It seems like in the fourth round we'll have some guys who have legitimate shots to be something in the league, but sixth, seventh round, you know, that seems like long shots that maybe you can't afford to take.
Yeah, I think you can still take swings there. You know, there's still some guys that have intriguing traits, and, you know, we can probably reference a couple guys, you know, in the league now that were taken then. But I don't think that's a good question, but I don't think it's ever too late if there's a guy that had the qualities that we value at that point in the draft. So.
Ryan, when you have guys who have played so many college games, obviously you have tons of tape to look at, but is there something else you value, like born and white hair, to have so much college experience?
You mean beyond the tape?
Yeah.
Obviously, just all the intangibles that he brings. You know, I mean, he's highly intelligent. He's got excellent work ethic. He's played multiple positions. He's got a great family. He's just a real stable, strong background. Great personality. I mean, he's kind of the complete picture. You know, what we were looking for. And I think bringing him here for the 30 visit, you know, what's the value of those? Well, for us, it kind of completed the picture for him. Just spending all that time with him in person and talking football and feeling his football intelligence, all that kind of led us to be excited about that pick when we had a shot to get him.
Were you surprised that white hair and board were both available at those spots?
We were excited that they were. You know, I wouldn't say surprised. We were excited that they were. You know, I felt we could go back a little bit, just looking at the board and kind of having a feel for how it was going to go down. I had a feeling we could go back a little bit and get those guys and get some more picks, and it worked out fortunately just how we wanted it to.
Going back to last year, I think every one of your picks has been from a Power 5 school. Is that just a coincidence, or is there something you like about the school?
You know, that's a good question. I honestly, man, it's just by chance. You know, we evaluate them all the same way. You know, a lot of those small school guys, it's good to see them at the Senior Bowl or the East West game, to see them against better competition, but I have no problem at all with taking a small school player, so that's really by chance.
Yeah. Ryan, judging by how you've kind of approached the defensive rebuild this offseason, is it fair to say that you view building from the front to the back as far as, I know you're looking for playmakers, but are you looking to build from the front to the back of your defense?
Yeah, it's kind of coming out that way, and I think especially with the transition to the defense, you know, that's where you got to make some changes, you know, is up front, you know, as you're looking for the right personnel. But honestly, when we're in there, you know, free agency is a little bit different, but in the draft room, you're looking across the board and you're just taking the best players, you know.
Did you ask for Scott Bullard? I know they trained together so
often. No, we never talked about that with him. Yeah, we talked to thousands of people, but we never had that conversation.